place to be entertained, and that was the main reason for it.
And your parents' names, we should have gotten that down. Louis, or was it?
Louis. They call his name was, but of course everybody called him Liquid Louis when after the bar was started. And my mother's name was Marion, but they called her Mame. Her family always called her Mame.
So when you moved to the Swan Valley from Woodworth, you had an older sister at that time, Shirley, and your younger brother, was he born? He must have been born then, too.
Jerry. Mm-hmm. And we all went to school at Smith Flats.
And would you describe the small bar that you started out with? Your father built a small building that was the original bar?
Oh, it was, yes. I had forgotten about that. It was just a little tiny building. It's in some pictures, I think, that are now existing someplace that I have taken up there. It was just a little beer parlor, actually. They didn't have a liquor license at the time. So they just sold the beer, and there was no electricity in the valley. So he just got ice from Glenn Houston, who had kept ice that they got from Holland Lake in big slabs, and kept the ice in big galvanized tubs for the beer to stay cold.
So were there like chunks of ice in the tubs, and then the beer tucked in amongst it?
Right, yeah. And they not only had beer, they had soda pop for, you know, the kids if they came in. Of course, back in those days, kids were allowed in bars. And I think they still are in Montana, as far as I know.